What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So you're going to do something called sound bathing.
That is my Valentine's Day present to myself this weekend. And all, both of you, I don't know if, Dan, do you know what sound bathing is?
I can make some guesses.
Let's all find our inner chakras.
Climb into like a 70s egg chair with speakers inside.
No, you lay down.
As I begin,
and
take
somebody
a few
performs.
Deep breaths.
For many people, including myself, it is a meditative experience.
Inhale
and exhale, where people lie down and they listen to resonant sounds.
Oh, like, my God, that sound is going to make me want to take a hostage.
Stop it.
Exhale.
Well, at least it's not the brown note.
It's like, you know, gongs and singing bowls and tuning forks, and you lie down in this relaxing position, and my very, very weird friend, Angela Holmes, who I love to pieces.
Why is she weird? I love this.
I do too. But to the layman, what she does is kind of odd and quirky. But, you know, this sound bathing, it's been, you know, part of meditative practices for thousands of years.
Why not get a massage? It sounds like the same music they play at the masseuse.
It's similar. Yeah.
Okay, well, all
at least
I
you
know.
Get a massage out of that.
All I know is that when I go in. And I,
oh my God.
And I sound bathe. Well, you're only hearing one part of it. There's a lot more that goes into it.
Well, let me fast forward.
Do you provide your own soap or do...
There's no actual bathing now.
No, there's no bathing. Anyway,
you just lay there and listen.
The sounds sort of wash over you and they create these vibrations that help you relax while you're in there.
Your chakra?
And sort of. And people report... I know I do. When I leave, I am calmer. I am less stressed.
Oh,
I'm
you've
more
done
relaxed.
It before.
I've done it several times. But this one... is a big one. It's at the Sundry on Sunday. So it's from 12 to 2. So you can get your sound bathing on if you'd like
to. Are you by yourself or are there multiple people?
It's a group. This one is kind of like a two-hour one where it's like a lot of, you know, meditative practice. It's not just laying there for 2 hours while gongs and...
nap.
Yeah. It's... But anyway...
Well, what do you do other than lay there? I'm not making fun of you. Not yet. Will in a minute. What do you do there for 2 hours?
It's a chance to relax and commune with your fellow brethren. And you just,
Do you talk?
No, not really. You just listen and there's chanting and.
It's more of a meditative state.
Yeah.
You just be.
You harmonize with your heart and your chakras and. It just sort of aligns where your energy is. So
Let
the sound wash over you.
Well, and Scott, we talked about it when Dana left that one day to go to the group. I can't remember what exactly they called that event, but it was essentially a sound bathing event. And we talked about the healing frequencies and all of the frequencies that are found in nature that we don't get anymore because we're constantly dealing with the buzz of the city. I mean, if you think that there
that
is
sounds
silence,
like a buzz to me.
Yeah, but it's a healing buzz.
You need to find bowls. This is you're in the
Sound bathing, meditation, bowls. All right.
You need to find bowls. It's more gongs and bowls than it is just.
Okay, I'm working on it.
Well, good job. And no, 0941, you do not get a discount if you're hard of hearing.
What?
That is funny. I see what you did there. But it's just a bit, it's nurturing, it's releasing, I don't know, there's just a good connection with the people in the room. And I know it sounds really weird and woo-woo, but if you'd like
it to. It allows you to also just stop.
It shuts your brain off.
Shuts your brain down.
The minute that those gongs, those bowls, those chime bowls start hitting, I'm out. Yeah, that.
There you go.
That. Gone. I'm out for an hour and a half. It's so soothing to me.
Okay, how much does it cost?
I think the sound bathing on Sunday is $50 for 2 hours. It's called Harmonic.
That's actually cheaper than I thought it would be.
Harmonic Heart Activation. Mm. And like I said, it's with my gal pal Angela Holmes, and it's this Sunday.
Well, and they play
at the Sundry KC, if you'd like to join me.
They play a series of frequencies in a specific order to get a certain relaxation out of you.
Yeah.
It's not randomized. These are things that have been studied for millennia.
So they've done research on it.
A certain chime will hit your, heart chakra. A certain chime will hit your third eye.
Your what?
Your third eye. Anyway, just.
Uh-huh. The one right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the soft spot between your eyeballs.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, if it all works the way that it's promoted, excellent. Or if it doesn't do everything, but you get a chance to just
zen out,
chill, and meditate and calm yourself, well, hey, there you go.
From the text line, I didn't know what was going on. I thought a car outside had bad brakes or something.
I get it. I will say it can be kind of polarizing. And if you that ringing in your ears, it's a real thing. I get it.
Well, somebody wrote, I have tinnitus. It is killing me right now.
All right. And if these bowls don't work, the sound bowls, well, you can always do some different bowls.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we're not talking.
Like
we're
a bowl
not,
of cereal.
We're not.
Yes, of course. A bowl of cereal.
Oatmeal. Right. Yeah. Oatmeal's mm-hmm. good for you.
Very right. good for
well,
you.
Well, I'm going because it cultivates this sense of unity and healing and all the things, and I really am into it, and I don't have enough good things to say about it. But
this sounds like very South Asian or East Asian to me.
Absolutely. But it is not for everybody. My friend Casey, bless her heart, she lasted all of 15 minutes, and she said it was the worst thing she had ever done, and she got up and left. And so I have to respect that.
You have to be able to quiet your mind. If you are not one of those people that can quiet your mind, it's not going to be for you.
Dan, I think you, with your low dulcet tones, I think you would be a perfect moderator. Because even when you were like, and let's breathe,
So they talk during this.
Yeah, it's guided. It's guided meditation. Yeah.
Good afternoon.
How do you know? Have you been?
No, welcome. I just know all about this because my girlfriend is very into Eastern medicine, yoga, the whole nine.
Huh.
Welcome to sound bathing.
She is a Reiki practitioner.
Dan, I'd let you read me the phone book, man.
Aw, that's very kind, actually.
Dan, I'd let you read off the back of his cereal box.
Can you tell that he's manufacturing the voice that he is talking right now.
But he's got a waxed mustache, and I kind of dig it.
Riboflavin. Malodextrin.
913-586-7798. Here on Dan and Parks.